This is Colourful Radio.
Round of applause for my man, please.
Thank you.
The film is called Shizzle Happens. Right, that's a polite way of putting it. And it was written and produced by Neil Reedman. Is that right?
Yes.
A round of applause, please, again. And of course, you know, I don't know, she's a legend. An absolute
legend.
Absolute legend. And the reason why I say this is because she was on a commercial TV, TV soap. And even though you could kind of like see the lines that she was given to deliver, she still took them, made them her own, but everybody could understand them. And the thing I like the most are the facial expressions that she would to convey the message. It's the unmistakable Angela Winter. And if you're not sure who I'm talking about, just in case, you know, you get a lot of people say, I don't watch EastEnders, but they do really. It's Yolanda.
Greetings.
Another round of applause. I'm so happy today. And thank you both very much for coming in. Now, I mean, who do I start with first? Let me talk about your Shizzle Happens.
Okay.
Now, when
congratulations, by the way, Colourful Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Oh, you want to clap for that? Now, Shizzle Happens is everything you said it would be. I didn't expect that storyline.
All right.
But is it going to be shown again?
Yes, it's in the Wood Green Festival sometime in March, later on this month. It's gone up to Edinburgh. Hopefully they will choose it. And I'm at the moment trying to transfer it onto the NTSE format, so it goes to New York. So it's doing the festivals. But as I spoke to you before, I see it as a series, but yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It deserves to be a series. And just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's about this young man, gorgeous young man, that's played by Neil. And he seems to have been, I don't know, maybe a playboy before, and he wants to kind of go find that woman.
Yeah.
He wants to find that woman.
Get serious.
He wants to get serious. Tell me about the thoughts behind the idea behind this movie, maybe series.
Well, the thought, what was in my head is that never judge a book by its cover, or that glitters is not gold, etc., 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 as you've seen the film.
Yeah.
And there comes a time when everyone comes to a point in their life where they want to do something different and move forward, you know, because of age, etc., and different mindset. So, you know, he meets this girl in King's Road. He believes she's from Chelsea, Angela. You know what I mean? And I end up at her apartment and...
See, you can't say anymore, really. Otherwise, you're really going to give the game away.
Exactly. It's a first date gone wrong.
Right, first date gone wrong in the worst way. In the worst way. So let's turn to Angela now. Angela, it's just such an honour to have you sitting in front of me here. And you see what I mean about her? She's just so real.
I'm honoured sitting next to her, you know what I mean?
Right. I am honoured to be here. Right, that this station has gone to the next level. That I can just turn on my radio. I ain't got the radio yet. I just got an ordinary radio, but that's going to make me go out and buy the radio this weekend.
That's beautiful.
Buy the radio so as I can turn it on and hear Colourful. You know, because, you know, sometimes you're not in the front room or wherever to listen to it through the TV or whatever. Just so as... what I like to do is within the norm, normal, you know. If I'm in a car, I can call up, you know, turn on the radio and hear what I want to hear. Hear the other side, hear my side, hear my view, a reflection of myself. I need that.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, the thing is, when someone says about acting, all right, they say sometimes it's better to act with less words. Now, if I could say what really made you famous, as far as I'm concerned, really was your facial expressions. You know what I mean? And even then, you just chops your teeth at me. Was that under direction, or was that just you?
No, that's just me. But you know what? To be honest, my facial expressions and the natural whatever it is I do are somewhat and can be somewhat of an hindrance to my career, because in some roles, less is more, and I have to try and kind of tone myself down. But I think it's because as actors, we are reactionaries.
Yeah.
And so if you're just reacting, you know, from your emotion or your instinct, you know, you're inclined to your fears, do what your fears normally do. So it's kind of so difficult, exactly. So difficult, you know.
It's agreed,
Is that all you wanted to say?
No. I wanted to say sometimes also it's based upon how you receive a line from another performer.
Right, okay.
So, you know, in theatre, you know, you're doing the same show every night for how many weeks, and tonight he may do it or she may do it a certain way, but tomorrow, you know,
you might do it another way, and so therefore
you
just
have to react accordingly.
Adjust, yeah.
You know, you have your character, you have your framework in which you work in, but, you know, you have to, you know, respond towards it. Otherwise, you don't look as though you.
Yeah, because
it don't
make no sense. If somebody is supposed to be mad, and it's a line that the words are supposed to be mad,
right?
But they do it in a kind of calm way. You can't react to it. Mm. You have to react to it the way that they've delivered it. Is that right?
Yeah, unless you live in your own head. I suffer with that as well sometimes. I kind of preempt things. Like what I think I'm supposed to be receiving. So I have to be pulled
back. I was fortunate to work with Angela about 9, 10 years ago, maybe longer.
Yeah, long time. Yeah, 95.
What was that like? Is he any good, Angela?
Well, let me tell the world now. Everyone knows. We call him Bad Neil.
Bad Neil, what that mean?
Because I love him.
Oh,
and whenever I see him, too. I say, hey, Bad Neil. Whenever I see him, I say, we are doing a people please. All I'm next to in here. But it's just endearment. I love him.
Yeah, that's exactly just what you do.
He's like my one of my little brothers.
Thank you.
You know, so I feel obliged to beat him up every time I see him.
You know, even if I'm in a rush, we live in the same area.
Yeah.
So even if I'm in a rush and I see her, Angela, you know, on the street, the rush has to wait. I have to acknowledge her. I have to say hi.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Meet.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I mean, Angela, when you came in earlier, one of the other DJs kind of went, Yolandi, is that a frequent, is that how people greet you on the street?
More often than not.
How do you respond to that? I mean, if you're walking down the road and that name is shouted out, do you actually turn round to it? Do you answer to it?
If it's called out in a pleasant way, it's called out as if you landed, sometimes people just call out, they just want a reaction. They just want confirmation
that it is you.
Yeah.
If it's called out, then if it's not in an aggressive, offensive, because sometimes this can work against you. There are some people who seem to want to abuse your Bacard MC upon the TV.
Yeah.
You know, but in general, 99.9% of the people, so they just want to know, confirm that it's you, you know, and it goes with the job. And I'm ever so grateful that I'm recognized as someone of the people. It's a privilege, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted to be actors.
Definitely.
And we are actors. Yep. And people are recognizing us as actors.
Yep.
Even though I didn't want to be an actor to be famous.
Yes.
It was just I needed to do that. I needed to express myself. That all fame and all that, it's just part of the package. And sometimes when, like, I finished EastEnders now, and, you know, I always was in my ordinary life. I know people still rushing me. I have no money, so what am I going to do? But it's, you know, it's the power of the TV.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the media.
And so can I say, you know, more TV, more of our own TV, please?
Well, absolutely, I hear that. Yep.
You know, and then, you know, more things will happen because, you know.
I tell you what, Yolandi, I was shocked. I was hosting, I think it was a Lloyd Brown party. A Lloyd Brown party. I'm sure she probably, because you know she's shy, really. She's very, very shy. And there you were as one of the backing singers.
Yes, because I needed to sing. I'm a singer as well.
Wow.
I belong to a band called Abacush. We're still a community. We're not performing as a band.
I remember Abacush.
Predominantly female reggae band.
Yeah.
Like first girl band in England. The first girl band in England. And we joined Akaboo and became Sister. But even before I joined Abacush, I was with an adult contemporary band called View from the Hill, and I was actually signed to EMI and Capital EMI in America. So I've always done singing and acting because, well, Father just gave me both, so it's very difficult to choose which one. So I just embraced them as they came along. So I'm a singer, and because I've left the band, and my sister, who was doing backing vocals for Lloyd Brown, said, do you want to come and do backing? Actually, she always calls me when she's needing a backing vocalist, and I always give her someone's name. And I said, Lynn, but you know what, Lynn, I ain't doing nothing now, you know. You know, I think I'd like to do that work. And she says, well, I was hoping that you'd say that. And so I went along and did it, and it was really good. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Rehearsals were lovely. Unfortunately, the night didn't go so well because the sound equipment was like...
I remember the box.
It was horrible. Yeah. But it was good because I hadn't sang for a while with a band. Sometimes you need to know if it's still there because you have the instrument and you don't use it, so it just goes lame. You have a tiny little box that you're singing from, and it kind of just stretched out my voice. I need to do that more.
And so do you think you will be singing more?
If anybody wants to offer me singing work, I want to do singing work. Because
do you write? Do you write?
I write, but I'm not a prolific writer. I write whenever the creator gives me a song. So I have a little stack of songs, but only a small stack of songs. I'm not one of those people who can just get up and pick a word and write a song around it. I seem to get inspired to write a song. I get a chorus, and then I just build on it. And I used to think also that my songs, if I were ever to expose my songs, it would be pretty sad because they were kind of autobiography. And kind of would kind of expose a sad life that I've had.
Oh, God, but you don't look like a sad person. But I'm sitting here and I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, wow, do you know something? There's a trick here that you could probably try out. What about film scores? You know, here we have Neil.
No, I don't write music. I can only write lyrics. I don't write, not like that. But you know what? There's a lot of music in my family because my daddy's a musician.
Yes.
He didn't encourage us. My dad used to feed us by travelling to America and all the cruise ships and in Jamaica. My brother, my youngest baby brother, is an artist called Prince Malachi. So there's like music all over the family. But we're just a really laid back. We're just kind of laid back people.
Is your family as laid back as you?
Yes, apart from my mother. My mother's not a laid back woman. We need her among
us. No,
it's
mine.
Yeah, we need her among. My daddy is, the brothers are, I am. My sister wasn't. My sister and my mother, they're very forceful people. But the rest of us are pretty laid back. You know, we just.
Just got it like that. Well, I've got an email here from Matt. Thank you very much, Matt. Matt says, hi, Elaine. Lovely to hear you have Angela and Neil in the studio. I remember Angela in Berlin, Burning an Illusion, and I loved her portrayal of the character in that film. She left a lasting impression on me, and I was bowled over when I saw her in EastEnders. True star EastEnders... True star EastEnders producers really have lost their marbles if they have any already. So I guess that, but you see, the thing is that what I liked about your exit from EastEnders is that they didn't kill you. So the door is still open. Would you go back?
I don't know if they're going to ask me back, you know. It's a bit deep. I don't think they're going to ask me back. Because of certain little circumstances that happened surrounding it and the press.
Oh.
So I don't think they'll ask me back. But I'm easy because, you know, when you know say your art clean, once you know your heart is clean and you have not done anything or gone out and done anything willfully wrong and someone has used what you wanted to do as, say, you know, farewell and say bye-bye and share it with your community and then use it to have a skirmish with the BBC and so leaving you in a bit of an unpleasant light with the BBC. I'm not guilty of that. Others have been guilty of that. So, you know, I just leave it in the creator's hands. One door closes, another door opens.
Absolutely. So what's next?
There's nothing much. Lots of housework. Washing, cooking and cleaning, lots of looking after my granddaughter. Today I just did a small radio job down at the BBC, so it's been very quiet. I did a lovely play though at the Oval House I think it was October, November. A lovely Caribbean play written by Alistair Bain with one of the Donettes, Carmen Monroe.
When I did that
play, I had arrived playing with Miss Carmen. So, and it was what I needed to do after leaving EastEnders because it was almost like going home. It was very familiar territory in a lovely, calm Caribbean.
It's called Catalyst, right?
Catalista. Very calm Caribbean feel. Took me back to the Caribbean. And it was almost like, to be honest, almost like a healing because I'd been through a little bit of a traumatic time after I left the show because of those circumstances. So it was what I needed to do. I needed to do that being familiar territory rather than going out and doing something in the mainstream. Because, you know, when you're out in the mainstream, you know, you have to wear a certain mask. You have to be tough.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
It was just nice to be doing a job where you could just.
So you did the Catalista?
Yeah.
Gosh, my memory's terrible. I went to see that play.
Did you see it?
I was absolutely phenomenal. I loved it. That's right. You were the peacemaker.
Catalista. Yeah.
I loved that play.
It was a lovely play.
It really, really was. It was a lovely play. Will it come back?
If Alistair can get the funding, you know how it goes. Mm. If he can get the funding, the backing, we're all ready to do it whenever. But it's the funding.
Mm. Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, Cream always rises to the top. I wouldn't be surprised if we see you again on, I was going to say Yellow Pages. I don't know why I was going to say Yellow Pages, but the BBC. I wouldn't be surprised. And also, what about the big screen? Any ambitions for that?
No, ambitions, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, agent, I forgot some word.
That's right. Make
what was that film
you
done with Delroy Lindo? What was that film?
Oh, yes. I did a movie with Delroy Lindo a few years ago as my agent. My publicist, yes, Brida Neal. when was that? About 7 years ago.
That long?
I did that. Yeah, maybe over 7 years ago, which was an interesting play. That's the last movie I did. So, I'm optimistic, but you know it's who knows who and the connections. So in God's time, I'll have to just see. I have to try. I'm trying to be proactive and do, you know, get PR and everything, but it's still very limited because I am a type of black woman who is not going to change from that type.
Yeah. You know, I will be the voice. Angela Winter is.
Yes, yeah. This is the man with the Neil of advice.
Well, I've got to tell you, I've got an email here from Philip just before we go up to the commercial break. Philip says, I love what I have heard of Colourful Radio today and am a first time listener. Welcome on board, Philip, and thank you very, very much for joining us. You know, first time listener, we love that. You have a superb voice, Elaine. You've got great taste, Philip. And I love the flavour of your show. Make sure you keep it colourful. And he goes on to say, missing Yolanda already.
Osh.
Osh. I know that in ages. Listen to both of you. Thank you both for coming on.
This is Colourful Radio.